Hey friends, welcome to Pray Today for May the 11th. Yesterday I talked a little bit with you about how busyness affects our prayer. Today I want to talk about another issue that tends to, I know, affect my prayer oftentimes. Sometimes when I'm praying, I focus more on prayers that weren't answered than all of those that have been answered. Today I want to talk to you about the fact that unanswered prayer tends to affect our lives negatively. And if we are not focusing on all of the things that God is doing and focus only on the things that God we perceive isn't doing, then I feel that we very quickly can go to a dark place in our prayer lives. I encouraged you early in the year to write down a list, a prayer list, and then to go back to that prayer list and make some kind of symbol or notation on prayers that have been answered. Now, if you still have that list, or if you did that with us a few months back, I want to encourage you to go back and to look at those and note those answered prayers. If you weren't part of that with Pray Today, I want to encourage you to just take a few minutes today and write down things that God has answered, prayers that God has answered. You know, people in third world countries, I think, spend a lot less time thinking about the prayers that were unanswered and actually a lot more time praying. And when we pray for our daily bread, I think oftentimes we're asking for more than what we need, aren't we? We know that God hears our prayers. We know that there are times that God waits to answer our prayers. Sometimes He answers them in a completely different way than what we want Him to answer our prayers. But remembering, you know, in the words of a wise man from Finding Nemo, keep on swimming, swimming, swimming. And remember that prayer will not always elicit feelings of bliss and excitement. Sometimes we'll have moments of joy in our prayer, especially with answered prayer and miracles and healings that we had prayed for. But it will be mixed with struggles to concentrate and crying out to God, and even moments of dullness in our prayer. That doesn't mean that our prayer isn't effective. And I think the thing to remember here is that when we pray, it honors God. It pleases God. He wants to hear from us. Let's go to Him today about this very topic. Lord, I do focus often on the prayers that are not yet answered or that weren't answered in the way that I asked or needed or thought I needed them to be. God, I want to remember today just how far You have brought me, just how far You have brought others in my life that I have had the opportunity to witness You working in their lives. Lord, forgive me when my focus of prayer is all about me. I know that when I come to You in my struggles, in the dullness and the redundancy, I come to You in the boredom sometimes that I feel when I pray. Lord, I know that You are proud that I'm just giving You time. Lord, the same goes for when I read Your word. There are days, Lord, that I just feel like I'm getting so much out of Your word. There's other days that I close my Bible and I feel like I haven't gotten anything out of it. But Lord, it's not just about what I get out of it. It's about honoring You and giving You time. And Lord, as we get into the word today, may You just point out one word or one sentence, one verse even, Lord, to us that we're to walk with in our day. God, I pray for my friends on Pray Today. I pray that, Lord, those who are hurting greatly, that You would remind them that You are still on the throne and Lord, that you haven't forgotten them. For those who are full of worry and stress, Lord, may you physiologically, even their bodies, would they relax in this moment, Lord, as they take in your goodness, as they take in a few moments with you today, as they focus on their breathing, Lord, we thank you for the gift of life, the gift of breath, to breathe freely, to know that you are God. We give you this day, Lord. Walk with us, guide us through every decision, every word we choose to say, and help us be a light for you today. In Jesus' name, amen.